Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top developments from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, before we get to market news, we must tell you that Zakir Hussain is no more. The tabla maestro's family has confirmed that the 73-year-old succumbed to complications arising from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. He had been hospitalized for the last 2 weeks after having cancelled his tour midway due to his ailment. His condition worsened before he was moved to the ICU earlier and passed away shortly thereafter. Our deepest condolences to his family, friends, disciples and fans. Now coming back to markets, the Nifty recovered nearly 600 points from the lows of the day on Friday to end at 24,180, within the touching distance of the higher end of the 24,500 and 24,800 range it found itself stuck in for the entire week before Friday. That came after a 350-plus points drop from the opening levels. Now, the recovery on Friday has now put higher levels back in the spotlight. The December 5 high of 24,857 is the first level on the upside to watch out for, followed by the 25,000 mark, where there is still some resistance for the Nifty. For the week, the Nifty ended with gains of 0.4%, ending higher for the fourth week in a row after nearly snapping a three-week winning run. Foreign institutions were net buyers in the cash market, while domestic institutions were net sellers on Friday. The market action that day indicated a strong comeback of the bulls and more upside is expected in the near term, says Nagaraj Shetty of HDFC Securities. The next upside target, he says, for the upcoming week is 25,200 with immediate support at 24,650. Now, all eyes for this week will be on the US Federal Reserve's policy decision, where a 25 basis point rate cut from Jerome Powell and his team is almost a done deal. But the focus will be on the commentary for the road ahead as to where the FOMC sees the interest rates in 2025, particularly after Donald Trump takes office in January 20. This morning, the GIFT Nifty was trading with a discount of nearly 80 points, indicating a gap down start for the Indian market. Some of the stocks in focus include Reliance Industries, which has acquired 74% stake in Navi Mumbai IIA for 1,628 crore rupees. Dixon Technologies has signed a binding term sheet for a proposed joint venture to undertake OEM business for electronic devices, including smartphones, with Vivo India. Dixon will hold 51% stake in the joint venture versus 49% for Vivo. Neither Dixon nor Vivo will have any stake in each other. Lupin, meanwhile, has acquired three trademarks for Boehringer Ingelheim to strengthen its diabetic portfolio. Aurobindo Pharma's arm, Cura TQ Biologics, has received positive opinion for biosimilar Zefilty from EMA. The drug is used for treatment of neutropenia and mobilization of peripheral progenitor cells, that is PBPCs. Now, Premier Explosives will be tracked as the company has signed an MOU with Global Munition to set up a joint venture to manufacture defense and aerospace products. Meanwhile, the Registrar of Companies has approved Max Financial's change in name to Axis Max Life Insurance. JP Power Ventures stock will be tracked as Andhra High Court has stayed Mines Department's demand of 1,300 crore rupees against the company. JK Paper has announced a scheme of arrangement to consolidate its business operations. Three wholly owned subsidiaries of the company engaged in the manufacturing of packaging products and solutions will be merged with JK Paper to create a consolidated paper and packaging company. Afcons Infra has got an LOA for a project worth 1,000 crore rupees by MP Metro Rail Corporation. JSW Energy has filed a petition before the Maharashtra Electricity Regulatory Commission, that is MERC, for recovery of invoices from Maharashtra State Electricity DISCOM. Lastly, Bharat Forge will be in focus as its arm Kalyani Strategic Systems has acquired a 25% stake in EdgeLab SPA for 25 lakh euros. Now looking at global cues, most Asian stock traded in narrow ranges early Monday, ahead of a swath of Chinese data and following a vow from the nation's regulators to stabilize markets. MSCI's Asian benchmark was little changed as shares crept higher in Japan and Taiwan, and were little changed in China. South Korean stocks erased earlier gains after President Yoon Suk Yeol was impeached on the weekend. US futures edged up after the S&P 500 closed almost unchanged on Friday, ahead of a policy decision by the Fed this week. Bitcoin rose to a fresh record. The lack of direction in Asian markets comes as investors readied themselves for a final full week of trading this year, with a series of central bank meetings including the Fed, Bank of Japan and Bank of England. Traders may begin to take profit on this year's almost 20% rally in global stocks, which were fueled by gains in US tech shares and euphoria over AI. In commodities, oil edged lower, barring Friday's rise as simmering geopolitical conflicts and the prospect of sanctions on Russia and Iran countered projections for a supply glut next year. Gold was little changed. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and views. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.